I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, and the Reverend James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from today is from Matthew chapter 6. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear baptized in Christ, we delight to live as God commands, as baptized children of God in Christ Jesus. And yet, a war rages within us that hates his commands. Our very delight is bent on rebelling against his will. Our text focuses in on one aspect of our lives where this war rages. Here in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them." And then he gives three examples. He says, "When you give to the needy, sound no trumpet to be praised by others. When you pray, don't do it just to be seen by others like the hypocrites. And when you fast, don't look outwardly gloomy to draw attention just to yourself." The text appointed for today has us meditate on that middle one, on our life of prayer. Even in this one aspect of our earthly lives, the battle rages on, and we are all hypocrites. It's 9:50 a.m. I am fully focused and concentrating on my work when suddenly I'm alarmed by a loud voice over the speaker to remind me about chapel. Now I love the habitation of God's house and the place where his glory dwells, and I'm thankful for this gracious reminder. But no. He's broken my concentration. He does this every morning. I need to stay and do my important work. I refocus. Now I'm glancing at my watch. It's 9:58. 9:59, I can get out one more sentence on my computer. 10 o'clock. I want to get up sooner. I really wanted to sit and pray during the prelude and to prepare my heart to hear God's word. But no, I'm on a roll. I'm on my list of things to do that are a mile long. I'm thinking I might skip chapel today. I enter the chapel. I look to see who's preaching today, and I look forward to being fed with God's word, because I know that that's how the Holy Spirit feeds my faith and nourishes and strengthens me. But no, someone's sitting in my chair. Yesterday, it was the choir sitting in my chair. Can't they sit somewhere else? I should just go back to my office. It's all good. I have come to chapel to hear God's word, to sing hymns of faith, to fix my eyes on Jesus, and to pray to God with all of you. I think how wonderful it is that as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have come into this chapel once again to pray with one another. That's a good thing. But no, I begin to look around. Who's in chapel today? Who didn't come today? And all those people that I passed coming to chapel, how come they're not here like I am? Don't you notice that I'm here in chapel? And I receive my reward. I've come to stand and pray. My reward is to be seen and noticed by others. Such an empty and sinful reward, not a very good one at all. Do you see how corrupt we are? Do you see how hypocritical we are? If my motive for praying in public is so that I am noticed for my outward holiness, then I should go into my room and pray alone. At least I could discipline my sinful flesh. What a wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? I can't even come to this sanctuary to pray without sinning, without my sinful nature popping up its ugly head once again. I read the prayers of Jesus that he prays on his way to Jerusalem to die on the cross. One of these prayers sounds like this: "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Here is where the Father answers his prayer. Here is where the Father glorifies the name of Jesus. Here is the judgment for my sin that hangs on the cross. Here the ruler of the world is defeated and cast out for me. Here my old Adam is crucified and drowned and dead and buried. Every day. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prays, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." The cup of judgment Jesus drinks is our death, our damnation, a cup no mortal man can drink and live. But Jesus, true God and true man, drinks the cup of our judgment. He drinks the sentence for our sin. And he is crowned with thorns. He is whipped and crucified and mocked and killed and buried. That's us. But Jesus does it in our place. And now the blood he shed, he now gives us to drink. His blood is our acquittal. And his blood surges in us and forgives our sins and strengthens us to live a new life in him. Jesus prays, "Father, forgive them." He is our forgiveness. He earned our forgiveness on the cross for our sins. Here, Jesus became sin who knew no sin, so that in him we are not self-righteous, but here we become the righteousness of God, and we are made holy and sanctified in his sight. Jesus prays, my God, why have you forsaken me? Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world and was deserted in our place. Behold the Lamb of God who drowns our old sinful nature. Behold the Lamb of God who now welcomes us into his kingdom. Come unto me, you weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, the war rages on in us every day. Let it rage. We are at peace in our Savior. St. Paul so beautifully proclaims, for as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, but also in Christ shall all, we, be made alive. The old Adam in us has been crucified. It has been drowned in our baptism, but it keeps popping up its ugly head. But he won't swim forever. In our baptism, even now, we are recreated and united in Christ. The new Adam arises every day. We are righteous and holy in Christ Jesus every day. And when we will be raised from the dead on the last day, the old Adam in us will be dead forever. And when we rise from our graves, that old Adam will stay there and be no more. Lent drives us back into the wilderness during these 40 days. In this Lenten wilderness, we give particular focus to disciplining our sin and our flesh and repenting. We discipline our flesh yet in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection and our eternal life in the heavenly promised land. But not just Lent. Every day we die to sin and we rise with Christ as the new man. Right now we are restored creatures of God in Christ Jesus. We have been united with Christ by the washing of rebirth, which results in a new spirit-created attitudes, desires, and actions every day. And concerning prayer specifically, we do gather. We gather as restored creatures of God in Christ Jesus to pray to God, pleading his mercy and thanking him for our eternal salvation. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.